A Dark Story of Superman. Faster than a speeding bullet. The old vagrant within the hollowed vacant stare thought he needed sensational rejuvenation. And so he sought kryptonite on his daily walks around the compound of the lost. And what imagined as the planet Krypton, for he needed to be like Superman. And of course, he was crazy as a loon as he played his tunes with one finger on the old broken-down piano at the asylum place of disgraced insanities. One time, and late at night, neath the Halloween moon, he thought he had found a piece of kryptonite near the guarded gate where someone had placed a rock that glowed in the moonlight among the pebbles so, for he didn't know that it was a joke as someone mean was playing tricks upon the man with hollowed eyes and missing teeth. It seemed like a dream come true as he gently carried the precious rock into his room, as he proclaimed, "I'm Superman and I can fly, and I can see clear through you with X-ray vision." Some of the orderlies and nurses seemed to be laughing at him sometimes, and it made him mad and very sad that they didn't believe in him at all and called him Clark Kent. As he went by with the rock bulging within his pocket, and he was a rocket man, he finally did something in desperation. He tried to fly out through the open window, three stories down upon the ground. Now they say Superman is dead, the old one with the missing teeth and hollowed eyes, so closed, within repose, supposed. Voldemort.